We are up to the Zayin Amud Aleph. We're up to the pasuk here. Pliga the Tanchum. Okay, so we have different opinions regarding Pshara, whether it's a mitzvah to recommend them up that option, or whether it's only the Rishus to recommend an option, and then at what stage, up to what stage you can mention that option.
And at the end, he made some kind of show, and both of them walked away saying, "We wanted to tell them."
That's what Shalom does, yeah. Mishpat Shalom. Upliga the Tanchah Bachanah. This argue Tanchah Chaloi. The Amber the Tanchah Bachanah Loi. Loi Nema Mikra Zeh. Elo Kinega Maisa Egel. Now this particular Pasig was actually written regarding the Egel. The Pasig about compromises. Nothing to do with the Bezin. That's to do with the Maisa Egel. Aaron made a compromise. Shenema it says. Vayad Aaron. Vayivin. Mizbeg Lefonov. Aaron saw when he came approached him, they wanted to make an eagle, and Aaron saw and he built him his bed before him. Maro, what did he see? Amr Rabbi Yefin of Lazar Ro, he saw that his nephew Chur, Shezavuach Lefanov, they killed Chur because he stood there and he remonstrated against them for what they did. Amr, he said, Eloishaman, this is what Aaron Cheshman made. Eloishaman, lo hashta, if they don't listen to me, of the league, of the Chur, they'll do to me exactly what they did to Chur. What's wrong with that? So you have to be Moisa Nefesh for the three Avedis, but they'll fulfill by me the Pasuk, which was written later on, is Im Yahadik bin Migdash Hashem, if they will kill in the Abish base of Migdash. Koyin Venavi, a Koyin Venavi. There's no takon l'habit kant l'oilim, will be any takon, which was happened with Zechariah, that's why his blood was simmering for many years until the base was destroyed. Mutiv, it is better, the law of Dula Egel, let me make the Egel, even though it's Avedis Zora, Efshir Havlu Takanta B'tshuva, there's still always a takon B'tshuva. And Mashenka, if they kill me, it's all over. Now, where's the Novi and Koin? Do they kill Aaron? So Rashi says that not the pshat is that Chur, like the Me'idi and other Rishonim learned that Chur was the Novi and Aaron was the Koin. That Aaron was both a Koin and a Novi. All before Hashem asked. Aaron was not a Koin then. So the Mashal has a big chiddush. The Mashal says that Aaron was a Pchoir. And for Adam is a b'chayr, therefore not he when he says koyin, because before he was a no, what the hell? He was a b'chayr. B'chayr with a koyin then. Now, if everybody remembers, you don't remember, we'll learn it in another 2 years, Machlekes Rashi Teis the b'chayr, so who was the b'chayr? Was Miriam the b'chayr or was Aaron the b'chayr? Because even though we all think Miriam is the b'chayr, Teis says it brings a medrash to be the b'chayr. Rashi, according to Teis's Girsa, the b'chayr is of Dal and Alav, Rashi's Girsa there is, Teis's Girsa, Rashi is, that Aaron was a b'chayr. And it talks about how they swapped, you know, they were all mafkir themselves by taking a b'chayr from Eden and through Levi. Mashen Kain, Mashah clearly says here, with no makaris, that Aaron was a b'chayr, and that's why Rashi says he was a kohen. So he learns that way pshat in Rashi, which Rashi is shitasei. Because Rashi, everybody asks Mashah, how can he say that? Pashat is Rashi, the shitasei, he holds that Aaron was a b'chayr. But that's a medrash. And that's a good site as well.
How old were they when they were telling you?
They were very young. Exactly. In our medrash, she was 6 and he was 3. So according to them, it's the other way around. Or a few years older, it had to be at that age. But Aaron was 3, then Miriam would have been 2. He was 3. We know he was under 23. 3 years. So Miriam would have been 2. Very smart 2-year-old. So anyway, right, and the following Tanoim use the point in Mayim Reish's modern, those who do not hold about the Pshara. Those who do not hold about the Pshara, that has to be, you know, they don't hold that once you heard their words as Fafal, you know, we had before the Pasuk, point to Mayim Reish's modern. At the beginning of the Dentaida, you can no longer, once you heard the Dentaida, and you can no longer offer the option of Pshara. What do they do with this Pasuk? They say that you learned Mayim means Machlekes. Right, point to mind, we're doing machlekes, reishis, modern, right in the beginning, you should offer a compromise. They learn, point to mind, that mayim means something else. Either machlekes or teir, we'll see in a second. My dosh, but they're talking about hununa, the hununa, ain't chilas dina shalom nidna. I'll even tell you the very first thing they ask a person in Elam Emes is, did you learn teir? Shnemer says, point to mayim, reishis, modern. The reishis, modern, the very first judgment is, point to mayim. Did you patter yourself, mayim, ain't mayim, other teir, learning teir. Rashi said, Teis asked a question, we're looking more at Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph. The first question to ask you is, did you do business honestly? Nosata, nosata b'emunah. So stay in two Gemaras. So Rashi runs it right here by saying that the Gemara's question is, lo'asid lovei, tchilas dine lo'asid lovei, Mashiach will come. nothing to do. In other words, when a person passed away, you know, members is the last year by business. When a person goes, when Mashiach will come, and they make sure hold on the tater and say who's in this side or that side, they'll ask you about learning tater. But Taser gives a different answer. Taser's answer is that they'll ask you the question first about business, like Yom Shabbos. But what are they going to punish you for first, for not learning enough tater when you should learn more tater? Okay, then Taser has another answer, that every person have different questions, depending who you are. If you're a person that didn't learn at all, they'll ask you about business. A person that learned a little bit, they'll ask you about tater. I might learn more. Right, the other way around. A person business, if you learn Taita, last year about business, they'll talk to you about the Taita. A person don't learn at all, they'll talk to you about Taita first. Second advice, now that we're talking about machlekes, high tigre, that this machlekes is damyel, it's anoida. Every machlekes is similar to a pipe, the bitka, the maya from the running with water, or kiva, the rabach. The water continues flowing and just gets wider and wider. Every machlekes gets stronger and stronger. A bike, kisham, a dummy, similar, the good of the gambler, like the boards on a wooden bridge. Even the kumka, they're all loose, but as people walk, more and more people walk on it, it gets firmer and firmer. That's how machlekes are. Like the Shalos says, the word machlekes is mem is a little fissure between the two, and you know, the small little machlekes then becomes a ches, they become much wider, and then a lamed, each side has to bring in all the tzaddikim and the rabbanim and the shashiva, so the lamed, the part sticking above. After that, you go to the kuf, the part sticking below, you get all the amcha people to join as well, and then becomes a tough, instead of skinny legs, now fat legs, and the machlekes gets worse and worse. Right from this Gemara here. I would have a comma, but I was a guy, but they used to say all the different. Hopefully. Ahuda Abikam of Ozil, this guy was going around saying these different adages that people had. Tuvia de Shama, it's better that a person hears what Adish and is quiet when he hears the shame and humiliation. Chalfu, Abishte, may he save himself 100 different punishments. Amlash will have you the crux, he was a puzzle. Poit and Mayim, if you get rid of Machlaik, he's not quiet. The Reish is modern. That's the beginning. The first thing it saves you, a modern, modern, a match, 100, or modern, there's Mayor Dunny. 100 different tzaddis you could have had if you get involved, engaged. Reish, Reish Mayor. In 100 barrels. I would have come a la tarti, class gandra, la mitra. Sometimes you steal 2 or 3 times, get away with it. Don't think you'll get away forever. One day you'll get caught. Same with Vedas. You see, you did a Veda a few times, nothing happened. Don't think eventually you'll get caught. Everything comes around. Unless we'll review the crux of the positive claim, I shall slice your pieces of a bullet. She went 3 or 4 times, I won't do anything, but more than that, I will. I would have become a buzzer, a little chef baby, the shamana, the 7 pits people create to make sure that the good people fall in and hurt themselves, nothing happens. Of the chadr, of it, bish, in 1 pit for somebody who does bad, then he'll fall in and hurt himself. Unless we'll review the crux of the positive. Yesheva, yipo tzadik, a tzadik can fall 7 times, but Kram will always stand up. And Hagdom of the second of Shavich and Mun and Tanya. But the Rasha, yipo bach, Rasha falls even 1. I would have become a buzzer, like I was saying, if somebody walks out of the entire, whether you won or you lost, shaka glima, even they took your shirt away, you should dance in the streets and sing songs. The lazy burcha, go naked in the streets because they took your shirt off your back. Why should be happy? Because the Abish's title was carried out. The Abish's sack was carried out. Everyone who leads the entire should be a winner. The crux of the positive gam kolam, Yisra was telling the Mesh Rabbeinu, it was a wonderful idea. No, you have to turn today. Yibdach b'doyle kishmo b'doyle. Pasuk says, you should go to the Shefer at your time. That the people should go in his place. So we say, well, they leave the title, they'll go happy. Another saying that a person was saying, he, Naima, if a woman falls asleep, she had a basket on top of her head with all the sewings and everything else. She puts her head down, the basket falls down as well. Because you're lazy, the ceiling falls down. I would have gone about a guy was saying Gavra, did a chitzel, a guy was lamenting the fact that the person Bayan Orochi, the person that I was relying on, Adyel Exizim become, he's the one who put out his fist to me and stood up to me. Dafka, the people that I trusted are the ones that went against me. That hurts the most. Said the same thing. Gami Shleimi, my good friend, that I trusted, and turned against me. I would have become a buzzer, like you said, Kirachimten, when I used to love my wife, Havi Aziza. When our love was so strong, the width of the blade of a knife, which is so thin, we came all asleep and it's room for all of us. Hashtag now that we have years later, we sort of don't, you know, the spark is gone and we don't like each other. It doesn't mean we hate each other. Our love isn't that strong. Puriya Bashisingan Media, a bed that's 60 amas wide, is not big enough for us. We're always fighting. I want to win a correct. He says, "Possibly, correct." He first says the Eibush just talked to Eden. When the Eibush is married to us, and the Eibush is very happy with the Adav Hashem, I will reveal myself to you. With the Barter, I'll speak to you. Me Allah Kapoides from above the Kapoides, and the Eibush just spoke to Eden from the Kapoide of Tanya Oren Tisha Kapoideva. How tall was the thing? 10 tefachim high, and how wide was the Oren? Had he kana saten? And the Rashi says, "How wide was the Oren? The Oren was 2.5 amas, which is again 15 tefachim, and the Eibush was between the and the Kapoides between the Kruvim, and he spoke to Eden. Plenty of room for the Eibush there." Even said by came to the base of Migdash, Habayis Hashabona Melov Shlemel Hashem, Shishi Mama Orka, the Esim Racha, Shlishi Mama Kamasi, much bigger area than the 10th Racha we spoke about before. All of a sudden, and say, yet Hashem says, Koyama Hashem, the Abisha says, Hashemayim Kisi, the heaven is my stool, but others are ragli, my seat, or the ragli, and my footrest is the others. Aza Bay Dili, what house can contain me? So when the Abisha is not so happy, he doesn't hate them yet because the Eden was still with Mashlema Melech. Still, it's not the same. My mashmir, you said yesterday that we learned. True, but it's not for me. It's for you. Eizah buys differently. It's true, but by Moshe Rabbeinu's time, there was no problem. Al Chasham doesn't say anywhere by Shalom and Al Chasham from there. So he's saying. It's no longer Al Chasham there. Says he went right there. We had before in the Pasuk, like, so good if the Eish, you shouldn't be. You shouldn't gather your words in together, and if you're seeing it and making a mistake, you have to participate. My mashma is a good alisha, the chalusha, who I know means you shouldn't gather in. Amar alachim occurs in Pasig, v'yayin le'sishte, wine you shouldn't drink, v'le'sagar, you shouldn't gather together. So we see that le'sagar, even though there's an aleph, means to gather together, hold back. Abach b'yakob ha'machom here, tochin b'kais lachma, prepares in the summer, it's bread, agora b'kotze machalo, and it gathers together in the winter, like all of these birds, and they gather together the food for the hibernate, they gather together the food for the winter. Here, a smart person gathers together when things are going well in the summer. Anybody, any dayin that does the right thing brings the shechita down. Shemar says, "Elakim nitzah b'das kel." The Eibush defines himself in every single bezin. Bekerav Elakim yishpo. The Eibush is there. Chol dayin she'elu the nevus mitzah. Any dayin that doesn't do the right thing, goyim l'shechina shetestalug misol. Cause the Eibush to leave. Shemar says. Mishoid aniim from the robber stealing from poor people. Ma'enkas of yoyin from the krechtsin of the yoyin really impoverished. After now, okum I'm standing up. I'm leaving. So he's chasing away. Any dayin rules that you owe money to that guy incorrectly. Hakadosh Baruch Hu noitel men enafshe. The Eibush is going to punish the dayin. Mamashit, his life will be on the line. Shenemar, it says, "Al tigzol da, don't steal from a poor person. Ki dalu is poor, but tatke onin, don't impoverish or don't oppress a poor person. Bishar in the gates of a bezin. Ki Hashem yodav liyivam, the Eibush will defend them, will fight their battles. Vekova es kiv ayim, and will steal from those who steal from them. Nefesh." We had the same thing in the end of Baba Kama regarding every guy. If you steal from somebody, you're a retzeich, because it's also a similar pasuk. So I mean, look at the responsibility of a dying. Every dying should see as if there's a sword right there between his thighs. He gets one wrong move and gets a cut. The Gehenim should look at it. You should also look at it that the Gehenim down there because so easily corruptible. Remember, it says he named Mitosay Shalosh Shleim. We know that everywhere it says Neshir Hashem Shleim. It means the Eibushdash. So his bed of Shleima Shishim Gibaidim 60 Tamechamim Savila surrounding him by Gibaidim so from the great strength people by Eden. They're all holding on to sword. They're all holding on to sword. They all know how to fight wars. Each one of them has a sword on their side. The night. And nights refer to Gehenim. So all the time when they're coming to judge, they have to be taken very, very seriously. Talking about intentional could also mean you didn't learn, not qualified, and you still become a dying. Even though it's unintentional, you have no right to be a dying in the first place. We already had yesterday, ain't a dying, mash, ain't a roy, you know, you can't, you know, don't be scared. If you'll say, Malo, you have tzora zois, we said, you know, do it in ain't a dying, mash, ain't a roy. You can only do what you can do, but you have to do what you can do. We'll soon see who's unqualified. They just said, "Dino la boiker mishpat." He judges in the morning his judgments. He tzila gozlo me'roishig, and he says he rescues the stolen items from those who steal. The chiba boiker donin v'chol ayim in zavod. He only judges in the morning. Doesn't judge the rest of the day. Ela im bor l'chadav ka boiker amru. If the thing is clear to you like the morning, then paskin vim lav al temru. This is what the dayan has to know. If you're not 100% convinced that this is the psak, don't say it. Do more research. Actually, we had the Gemara, if I remember correctly, about brachas in the beginning when we talked about the schedule of David HaMelech. We said that David HaMelech, okay, chatzit laila okum lahayit, he learned until the morning, but in the morning, all the women would come in with their shilas and this, and then also all the entailers. So he did paskin in the morning. We also learned the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that in the morning, that's what they were judges, and therefore the first 3 hours of the day is not a good time. But now we're saying that it means it has to be clear to your kibbutz. Here, you should refer to your wisdom as if it's my sister. If the psak you're about to come out with, you're 100% convinced it's correct. Just like you know for a fact that your sister's asa to you, oh good. It's as if to say that the isa of a brother and a sister is more obvious than any other of the arayis. More than a mother, more than a daughter, anything else. Otherwise, why dafka, like, why you give an example like your sister? Maybe because by sister we more ask a question. Remember we had over there, the Torah says your sister from she's her father, she's her mother. How do we know a sister that you both have the same parents? How do you know? First you want to say kavuchemer, and then in on you for so maybe the Gemara is using that to say that's such an obvious iser that a sister. That's the only one that the Gemara says. Why did we need to spell it out? Everyone knows that because we already know it's also from if you share the same father. So maybe that's why we use that as a mushal, something that's clear apisechul. You need it because in ancient menhadin. You can't. Yeah. Well, we don't do an Einish. The Einish is from the Einish, so there's no over. No, we don't. When in Kane Mazhidin, in Einchel Kane Mazhidin, it's talking about Bezdin Lamata. Avraham Shmuel Levi, I saw this Yeshu Bedin, 10 people sitting around the Torah, Koylar Tolu Betzavar, there's a brace all around the necks, Kulan. In other words, the punishment is collective. It's a collective punishment, which the Gemara, look, we actually divide the punishment. Even though, you know, we had a whole Gemara there for the Mashal Shem Mamakis, you know, if the Edom, Edom Zayman, they wanted to do you take 39, you divide it between the two Edom, or each one gets 39 Malkus? And we conclude we don't divide the punishment. But by a Bezin, we divide the punishment. So therefore, what happened? We're including even the Talmud, who's not part of the Bezin. But if he sat there, and he knew that his Rabbein were wrong, and he didn't, he kept mum, and we learned before, that means the Talmud should get up and say something, then he's included in the punishment. Even though he did nothing. In other words, if you sit there and you tacitly agree with what's going on, even though you're against it, you are considered part of it. And you're punished. If you could have... Not we said yesterday. If you see that your Rebbe is paskini wrong or psakdin, you must stand up and say, could be you're wrong, but you have to stand up and say you're psak, and they'll tell you whether you're right or wrong. For sure. In a certain respect, he's right. Doesn't give him the right to do what he did, but yeah. Umay rabbonim also didn't come in michne for meisah, so I bring to people. Whenever he had a din Torah, michne for meisah yasor rabbonim beirav, he bring 10 bachrim from yeshiva, come sit and listen in, even though you're not part of the bezin. Omar, he said, kehechid the limte, in order to take away shiva michshura, each one of you takes away one splinter from that beam. In other words, with collective punishment, he looked for volunteers in case he got it wrong. That they should share in the punishment. I know, yeah. He was confident. Is it machlekes whether he actually did it or he's just saying that I could have done it if I wanted to? So Tais has a question. It says in the Pigyar that he done Yechidi. So Tais answers doesn't only me chassidus. Other Rishayim answered he never did. He never sat Yachimumcha. He's just saying that if you wanted a Yachimumcha, I'm the perfect paradigm for Yachimumcha. But I didn't do it either. What? Not for Bezdin. Not like Rav by Yisur, not like by Dini Mamanis. That wasn't his strength. Shmuel. He's not a Dini Mamanis. He's not a Dini Mamanis, no. Yochim Mumcha has to have experience in the Bezdin plus Gomer plus Sobe. Who said Rav took din traders? And he did not have experience. We had machlekes yesterday in Ashi Tesis if Aaron was a dying in that. Rashi was Adam's the dying, yes, sir, before Rashi. You can judge all the cases, Moshe. Was at, he thought he could, and Yisrael told him, yeah, but the Rashi said that Adam was a dying, and he said, no, he wasn't, because Aaron Lekheimer wasn't dying at all. That's why he's able to make sure. Anyway, let's continue. Rav Ashi ki avi osi treifosa. This is interesting. I didn't have a chance to look at Mefarshim and what's the shot here. But Rav Ashi, when somebody came to Shalas Treifos, machni for meisel lekula tovchi demosa machsai, he would bring all the shochtim of town who were experts in dini treifos. Amar, he said, kechil lentai yeshiba mechshura. If we did the pasking wrong, we all take a shir. So pasking a treifos, first of all, is that a psak or is that like a beater? Are you being mavada to see whether this is treif or this is actually the Rav Shalas famous chakira? Or is it a psak? Seems to me it's a psak. But even a psak, it's not a din toida here. We're talking about a rov who passes every day, kosher, treif, treif, kosher. And yet it seems to be very clearly here that a kosher treif is no different than a din toida, and you're responsible. Yeah. And that's what Tez asked before, Lucheda, why don't you take the shust? That you should take the shust for smich as well. You need an indemnity. And Tez says that over there, because he had the shust for yodin yodin, automatically carries over to this. So maybe smicha today is not just to teach you how to articulate, but maybe smicha today is to demnify you. Because it says right here that every time you pass for something is treif, when it's really kosher, you owe money. And he's talking to all the people, so they should all share the burden together. That's what it seems from right here. Anyway. He said, Dorish, I'm Nachman Bar Koyin, I'm Nachman Bar Koyin Dash, and I'm Nachman Bar Koyin. So the guy's first name was Koyin. In the bottom it says Kahana. Maidich Siv, it says, Melech Bamishpat Yamid Oretz, the king through justice keeps society strong, but the Ish Trumas, a generous person, Yehasana can destroy and undermine the whole thing. Ish Trumas Vingadashan is talking about like a koyin. So what do you mean? We're talking about a dayin. There's a dayin who's like a melech b'mishpat yamid oris, and there's a dayin like an ish trumas. The im dayin doim melech melech. If your dayin is like a king, she'ainet tzarech leklum. The way Rashi learns shot here is that ainet means he has all the knowledge in himself. He knows what he's doing. Then yamid oris, such a dayin can run with a strong hand and keep everybody behaving. But the imdoimil lekoyin shemachzeh agroiv, he's like a koyin, knows nothing, he just knows everybody's phone numbers, he can call up a rav, if he doesn't know how to paskin, he'll call this rabbi, that rabbi, to know what to do, yehar sena, he will destroy everything. But lucheda, maybe poshup shab would be, if a dayin is a wealthy person, is not corruptible, then he can give justice. If a dayin has no money, and every day he has to rip people, gouge people's eyes out for his own payments, that destroys everything. The Nesiya Ukma Daina de Lohavi Gomer. The Reish Nesiya established a Dayan in Babel that did not know how to learn. Omele, he turned to Yehuda. This is a lot of politics in it, so this is all the politics they had in those days. Omele, Yehuda Bar Nachmeni, he said to Yehuda Bar Nachmeni, Meturgim Eid Reish Lakish, he was the Amoida. He was the Meturgimin of Reish Lakish, and the role of the Meturgimin was to repeat what the Amoida would say, you know, speak in a normal voice, and then he would get up there and scream out. Other places, Rashi says the Amoida would say to him in Hebrew, let's say, and he would say it in the language, the local vernacular. Let's say in Babel, he might say it in Aramaic, and so on. But he wouldn't add anything of his own. He said to the Rishlaki, to give credibility to this Dayan, I want you to be the Meturgman of this new Dayan. So everybody would think the new Dayan can learn it. Kum alei b'amoida, stand before him, be z'amoida, kum gochin alei, he stood and bent over him, he's waiting for the dying to give us a pilpul or something, so he can repeat it. The dying had nothing to say. So he got up in Pasav Amar, he was undeterred, even though politically he could have gotten in big trouble, he got up and he said, it says in the Pasik, it says, hoi, Habakkuk says, hoi, oi, mele, eiz, oi, you tell a piece of wood, hakitza, wake up. Or you tell a piece of a stone, Uri Levin Dumim, you tell a stone that is silent, or Mdumam, he said, wake up. Is a Levin Dumam a quiet stone? Who Yaida? Is he gonna teach? You tell a piece of wood or a stone, become a teacher. Who Yaida? He can teach. All he has going for him is gold and silver. He has no spirit inside him. In other words, he got up and he humiliated this fake diamond. The osi that God is baruch hu part of my midian, and it's a moedi. Obviously, to be on a moedi, you have to be also, you know, big time chacham. And the people who appoint him in the first place, they will have a lot to answer for. Shemar says, "Vashem behechel kotcha deibish in his holy chambers, has mipan of kol haaretz." The whole world trembles before him. Amrish lucky, just lucky. Then his this amoides, this notungman's amoides said, "Kol amayim mit dayin shein hagen." Anybody points a dayin that's not suitable, kilu noteya asheda b'Yisrael. He planted an asheda tree, which is amoides zoda amongst the Eden. Shemar says in pasuk, "Shayftim v'shayftim titin l'cha." And the samuch, next pasuk says, "Let's see the chashay kolaitz." What's the connection? What's the link to the segue? The segue is that if you put appointing of a dayin, that's what he's doing. It's just like no different than appointing an asheda. Because people are going to be go astray, thinking he knows what he's doing, and he ruins everything. But if the other dayanim are taka tamina chamim, there's no chag. You kill him not as bech. You took the asheda and you planted it right, because the tamina chamim are compared to mizbech, and you planted right next to the asheda. Shema says, "Eitzel mizbech Hashem lekech raksiv." It says, "Leisatun iti." It says the pasuk, "Eitzel mizbech Hashem lekech raksiv." It says right next to the pasuk of mizbech Hashem lekech. It says the pasuk, "Leisatun iti." You shouldn't make with me. You should make with me. It's right after it says Dibis. Elakei kesev, elakei zav. You now make idols out of silver, out of gold. Shazal fragi. What? Out of wood you're allowed to make. Elakei kesev, elakei zav. Of the hey, shari, you're allowed to make out of wood. No, boss. Amar Rav Ashi. Elakei habobesh will kesev, elakei habobesh will zav. These dayanim who pay, they weigh, they're corrupt, and they pay the government or the Reish Galusa money so that they can be appointed as the rov or as a dayan. Those people are a disaster. Rav, every day, look at me, after all the threats that we had for a dayan, if he doesn't take it seriously. So Rav, you talk about Rav before. Every morning when he went to the Beis Din, Omer Hachi. So obviously he did Paskin, I was wrong. He did take the Titus, but not as prevalent on Achim. Omer Hachi, this was his praise to say. But it was Nafshei Likkola. This person willingly, voluntarily went and put his life on the line because if I Paskin wrong, we said before, the Abish takes away your nefesh. Nafik, he goes out, but so he base less of it. He doesn't take care of the responsibilities at home that his wife and kids are wanting to bring on Panasa, he doesn't do. Verekam lebesa ayil. He leaves the bezin with nothing. He doesn't get paid because you're not get paid for it. You're not get paid for dayanus. Only whatever your normal day job is, and this day you couldn't work. Shkabatola. That's what you get paid. Not like the dayanim of some of the yom today. Ulevai shetei biyakitzi. I wish I come home. I can go home with the same clear conscience than when I left the house this morning before I did the dentator. That's how they used to tremble and take a dentator seriously. When Rav saw Ambua, the Safri Abbasi, when Rav saw a whole collection of people walking after him to give him covered, Amar, he said to himself, in order to make sure he doesn't keep it covered, Im yalo l'shamayim siya, if his covered goes up to heaven, Shinoki galo l'netzer yevid, just like dung forever is worthless. Same thing here, the covered is worthless. What's the famous Meister from Nicholsburg? He became a rabbi of Nicholsburg, so the morning before he had to make his big speech. He was in his room and a guy, a chassid, walked by. He wanted to hear what their speech was going to say. And he hears the guy say, "Ah, I want the Tamid, the Balabas." And he was saying, "Oh, you're the greatest guy in the world. You're the greatest Talmud Chacham. You're the biggest tzaddik. You make." He was praising himself the whole time. Wow, this is odd. And so on and so forth. Anyway, afterwards, after the whole thing, he went up to him and said, "Well, what was that all about?" So the Talmud said, "I was going around saying all this praise to myself. You think he did anything to me? Garnished. It makes sense. It's crazy. So I was preparing myself. So tomorrow, when I'm going to stand there by the bim over there, they're going to say that this is the greatest tzaddik and the greatest Talmud Chacham, the greatest thing. It shouldn't in any way affect me because it's worth, just like when I praise myself as nothing, so too their praises are nothing. Like Rav said right here. Mazutra chasidik yavi mekastra le b'shiftu derigla. They used to have these, they get together before Yom Tov and they talk about the halachas. Rashi says 30 days before Yom Tov. The big machlek is of this idea of Shloshim Yom Kerim Chag is on to do with Pesach or other Yom Tovim or even Sukkot maybe, but not Shavuos or Shavuos as well. But Rashi says here that shiftu derigla is all Yom Tovim 30 days before. He doesn't say which Yom Tov. So it sounds like from Rashi here that he holds that all Yom Tovim 30 days before they say, where Rashi said shiftu derigla, Shabbos sheshayla b'hichas regel. Right parallel to the mother. Shabbos that they ask of the halachas of Yom Tov, v'hainu shleishi yom kedim alegel. So that she... Sorry? That's it, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So we see from here, from this Rashi Elecheda, that it's all... Yom Tov. And everybody asks because in the Gemara Sukkah, it seems in the Gemara that the Amoraim went shifted the eagle somewhere in Sukkahs, and they didn't have to eat in Sukkah because the Eisik Mitzvah part in the Mitzvah. So it seems when they shifted the eagle, it was actually on Yom Tov itself, not 30 days before. Anyway, Rashi always learns 30 days before. So Amar Hachi would say the following, because they used to carry him. So he, obviously there's a lot of cover. Everybody's sitting there on the floor, and he was an old man. He could hardly walk. They used to carry him. He would say, "Kiloila, kiloila, olam chayson." That not forever. Does somebody keep his money? Wealth doesn't last forever. Vimneze ledoiva doy, and it'll cover last forever as well. Nothing lasts forever. So I shouldn't take this to heart as if it's something special. You have to be very calm when it comes to din. The receiver says, like, I don't want you to walk up steps. When you walk up steps, you walk much faster than you walk up on a ramp. I don't want you to walk fast, I want you to walk slow. Is that really so? And you walk faster on steps than you walk on a ramp? I would have thought it's the other way around. Maybe like Empire Stable, you know, they run up the steps, see who can get up there first. I mean, that may be a very steep ramp, but a normal, you know, I don't know. But it seems to me that steps you walk up faster than. Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar, sorry. So you go a higher point faster. Yeah, but not distance. Yeah, yeah, to get to that same height. So if you're talking about compared to height, yeah. I know that a dayan should not take advantage of his cover and walk above people's heads. And then it says, don't walk on the steps, don't walk up, also don't walk above the head. These are the mishpatim that you should place. These are the mishpatim you should teach them. Because you have to instill fear in them. They had the tools. What were the tools? Whenever he goes to the dinner in the morning, he would say the following: "Afikli, bring out to me my tools of trade. What are they? Makula stick, ritzua strap, shufra shofar, and sandal. Now we know what the sandal is for. Sandal chalitza. We know what the shofar is for. Purchedim. What's the makul? What's the ritzua? So Rashi makes a big chiddush here, and the first we talk about. Rashi says ritzua is for malchus, and makula stick is the makus mardus achiyachzaboy. First of all, Rashi says, Tuchnushme, the Makkas Mardas, which means Makkas that are born, wasn't 39 like Malkus, it was Achi Yachzabai, which means you can give Makkas Mardas 100 times, until he says, or after 2 times, he says, okay, I won't do it again, that's enough. Where does Rashi get this from? That Makkas is Achi Yachzabai, number one, and number two, he says, a Makkal. He says, a stick. Everyone learns the Parshat Pshat, it was the same strap as it used for Malkus, it used for unless, maybe, it's exactly both questions answer each other. That normal mardis, makas mardis, is like the meditator, and you get a strap, and you get 39. But there's a certain drabbanas, where we say, hirah, shah, that drabbanas allowed to do things. There, they would use a makul, not normal malkas, a makul, and there, as soon as you regretted it, or you said you won't do it again, that was enough. So maybe that's Shadanashi, both questions answer each other. Anyway, back to says the positive item. The shofteich may say, "I will construct your shofteich in that time." I'm Rabbi Yechonah. Can I get makor to a tezoris? That when you have these tools, be very careful. Don't abuse them. Shamoya bein lachichem v'shvatim. You should hear between your brothers and then judge on ochinin. Azhara. This is a very important azhara, which for whatever reason in Zabula, some people think you don't have to. Lebezdin shalay yishma divri baldin koydin shiyavi baldin chaveda. You shouldn't hear one person's side of the story before the other person, because whoever told you first, naturally you have you're inclined to believe that side of the story and you dismiss the other side. But on the same token, so too the defendant and the plaintiff, they have also a warning to them. How does it a warning to them? Because read it, nami shema ben achechem, make known between your brothers. The only time you should tell your side of the story is when your brothers are there, when your other person is there, because that will protect you. You don't lie so much. Don't put your story before the dayanim, before the other guys there. Ushvatnim said that you should judge justly. First, make sure that you have the din all worked out. And then give the ruling. Before you give the ruling, make sure you have it 100% down pat, like we had before. Between a person and a brother. What do you mean between a person and a brother? What do you mean? Ben geira means even a fremde. But Amar Rav Yudah Filibain buys the Leah. Even you have two floors. Luchayin is the exact same thing. What's the big deal? I give this guy upstairs, give the downstairs, the same thing. But it's not the same thing. There's a mylid being downstairs, you might have a garden. There's a mylid being upstairs that you don't have to hear the noise of the down the street. People can walk into the house. It's mylid. You have to evaluate and then work out the difference in value and make sure one guy compensates half of the difference to the other guy. What does Ben Gayda mean? Amar Rav Yudah Filibain Tanu L'Kraim. Even it's an oven and a stove. It's chilik. It's version, you know, metal thing. You take one, you take the other. No. Get a value because they don't have the same value. Le sakiru ponim amishpa, don't acknowledge someone in judgment. If you don't le sakiru, don't acknowledge him. If he's your friend, don't pass in to his side. And Nachman, other than the shvuos will learn, don't even show favoritism to one guy. Like you should stand, you sit and you stand. But then you show favoritism and you rob the other guy the confidence to stand up and fight his case. Rabbi Lazar le sin nakereyu. If you hate the guy, don't make him feel uncomfortable. You have to be neutral. Ush pizichna the Rav's host. Also the kamedi came from Bodin Teira. Amalei Rav ush pizichna. Aren't you my host? Amalei in yes. He told Rav, I'm your host. Amalei dini isli. I have a din Teira. Amalei Rav said pasil lo dina can no longer be a dying because you curried my favor. Teira says have a page. Marchik hoya atzma. He didn't. It wasn't a halacha. He just distanced himself. I mean a din lemivsel. That's not called sheichet. But the Rambam passes clearly that this is sheichet in not be a dying mehadin. Said, I can't be a judge. Why don't you be a favor? Be the judge here for this guy. Chaze, he saw that because Goyd, but Rav Kahana saw that this guy felt like he was so overconfident because Rav was his friend. Amalei, he turned around to the guy. Eat Tzaisa, Tzaisa. If you listen to me, good, you listen to me. But Viloi, Mafikn lech Rav mi unuch, I will pull Rav out of your ears. I will pull Rav out of you. In other words, Rav can't help you, I'm going to put you in Chedim. He can't do a thing. And I'm doing it for cover the Taylor, therefore even Rav has to follow the Taylor. Kakotten, kagod, this one is small, the big case you should hear. Amr Ishlak, Yeshayachov, Lechadish, Pruti, Yeshayamaya. You should listen to a case of a Pruti equal to 100. What's a dafmina? That you have to look into it and pass him correctly. Pshita, why should? Because it's a small case, you should listen. Elagdume, don't think that you should be marked in the 100. And why should you? As Mepharshim say, because you get paid a lot more money on a 100 case than a pruta. You need to be said before Rav came home with nothing and destitute, and his family was always upset. So maybe you'll be inclined to take that case so you can get paid. You're not allowed to do that. Loisa guru mipnayish. Why shouldn't you? We said before, you shouldn't hold your word back. Ki ha mishpud leila kimi. The mishpud is the Eibishter. Amar Abcham and Abchina. What do you mean dodging the Eibishter? Amar Kosh Baruch Hu. Laidayin l'rishayim sh'neitin b'zemam m'neishin z'zeh sh'leikidin. These bad, terrible dayonim take money away from one person, in other words, incorrectly. Elo sh'matrichin oitzi l'hatzim m'm l'bailav. I, the Eibishter, then have to intervene because I told these guys to go to the Torah. They're following the Din Torah. It's not their fault. And it was paskin wrong. So I'm going to have to make sure that the one who lost incorrectly should get compensated and get his money back. Okay, we'll stop here. 6 o'clock tomorrow.